was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, Norris State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. Good morning. It is 7:05 on October the 9th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. How are you doing?
Sorry about that. Joe, I hope to
all
not...
All of a sudden, we're adjusting things here.
Well, you know what happened with the tower? We had a funky thing happen with the tower yesterday, and so you've got your controls in the studio, your controls at the tower, and so Bob's working at it right now, and we were up, power was restored in the tower. So anyway, welcome and good morning. It's 57 degrees in the downtown studios on this beautiful Wednesday. Some of you may call it hump day, but it's the 9th. It is the 9th of October. We have, we are chocked full of great information this morning. We have an expert in that is a special guest from the Southern California area that is going to be speaking with a special speaking engagement tomorrow afternoon as well as tomorrow evening that's going to be with here with us in a few minutes.
About school bullying, it's Wayne Sakamoto will be our guest, and he's the one of the primary experts in California. For this. Well, what's the, did you get the weather?
Yes,
yet?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I say currently 56 degrees. It looks like we're going to have a breezy day with temperatures around 73 and a breezy evening with temperatures around 57 degrees.
Also today, Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti is going to be here. There's been a lot of things happening. As you know, shootings have been going on in the city. We've had that incident where the a man, and we just hit the pages, front pages today, that had was trying to escape from the police and was fighting them, crashing through walls, literally crashing through fences, stole a police car, and then has just died down in the San Francisco area after being airlifted down there. Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti will be with us today. It's going to be a busy day, and we've got a lot of things we need to cover. And something that we're going to cover as soon as we get back, after we talk to Kathy Lathrop Cummings from our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 3 points at 14,779. The S&P 500 is negative 1 at 1653, and the NASDAQ is negative 21 at 3673. Active stocks today include Facebook, which is down 73 cents at 46.41, and Nokia, which is down 27 cents at $6.33. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 5 cents at 22.55, and Pepsi is up 86 cents at 79.79. In the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.72%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 90 cents at $102.59. Gold is down $18.10 at $1,306.05, and silver is down 46 cents at $21.98. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock, or 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You know, if you need some advice, and with the stock market and going up and down the way it is with this government shutdown, you need somebody that's following this every moment. And that's our friends down at the Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561. Very trustworthy. They know what they're talking about, and they can help you with your financial acumen, you might say. All right, we're going to be right back right after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, in Selma Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR, 1460 a.m.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are, always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl, family helping family.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, bright lights. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:13 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Hope everything is well. 56 degrees out there. Today we're going to be talking, as soon as we come back from a break, about bullying. But I want to talk about something that is really, had a significant impact on me in the last couple of days, especially yesterday. I want to talk about bullying. A bully is someone who imposes their will on weaker people for no other reason than to exert their power. That's my definition of it. President Obama yesterday continued his war on our military. We had 5 killed in Afghanistan over the weekend. 4 soldiers, 1 Marine, 4 young men, 1 young woman. Part of this battle, this stupidity over the shutting down of the government, even though laws have been passed to fund the Department of Defense and our men and women in uniform, no death benefits fell under that. Somehow did not fall under that. Which means is that the families will not receive the death benefits that they, that their loved ones who died have earned. In other words, it's $100,000. That's what it is per individual. That's to help the family. That's to help the family pay their bills and transition to the next phase. Young mothers with children, the young man has or young woman has been killed. Their source of income, livelihood, has been cut off. That's what that $100,000 is for. The other part is flying the families to Dover to meet their fallen heroes. This is all part of this death gratuity. Make no mistake about this. Obama could fund this with a phone call. Call and tell Hagel, take care of this. Cover the cost. He could do that. No, he didn't Now Congress has to enact a bill to pay for the deaths of our soldiers, our heroes, our Marines. 1% of this country serves. While we spend billions in aid to Egypt and literally enemies of this nation, we can't come up with $100,000 per family, $500,000, and $10,000 for cost. Well, let me tell you, there's a place called the Fisher House that has loaned the money to the families to get them to Dover so they can meet their loved ones, because our government can't do this. Now, if you don't think that this is a primal form of bullying, you're wrong. Hegel, who is so proud of his time in Vietnam, what would have been, Chuck, if your best friend had been killed in Vietnam and shipped home and said, oh, tell your family, oh, sorry, we can't give you money because the Democrats and Republicans are in a spat over funding. You know, frankly, I don't care which way it goes. You have to take care of the veterans. You take care of the military that's out there fighting this war that's just entered its 13th year, this Obama's war in Afghanistan. Make no mistake about that either. It's his war. If you're going to send our young men and women into combat, at least take care of them and their families if they're killed under your commander-in-chief. President Obama, you need to do the right thing. You could pay for it out of your own pocket. We know how much money you make as an author. You could have paid for those trips there. But for some reason, your disdain for the military continues to show through. They're fighting for our way of life. You, our listeners, and the people in this country need to understand is that we need to fight for them. You need to call your congressman. You need to call Feinstein. You need to call Boxer and say, this is a travesty. This is a travesty for what we're doing to our killed in action members of our military and their families. This has got to end. Call your congressman LaMalfa. Call Boxer. Call Feinstein. Fix this. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Attention North State homeowners. Are your utility bills too high? Do you wish there was another option? There is. The Powerhouse Advantage program can instantly reduce your electric bill by as much as 20%. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Powerhouse Solar is now installing a state-of-the-art SunPower solar system with no upfront costs, nothing to buy, no maintenance fees, no installation fees. System design, permits, installation, and maintenance are all included. We handle everything for you. There's never been a better time to make the switch to solar. Call today and receive a free custom solar home analysis. To find out more information, call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600. Don't wait for those high summer utility bills. Start saving money and upgrade your home to solar today. Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600. That's 275-5600. Or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabad, good morning. It is 7:21 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. It's 56 degrees. You probably want to go out and get that great coffee they fix. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And they're having a huge extravaganza this Thursday. Where you get to meet the experts down at Tobacco and Brew in their community room.
Yeah, and actually it's really a lot of fun. You get to taste and like you said, they're not rolling in them right there, but you get a chance if you're cigar lovers to meet the folks, and they have a room again that's, a safe room that you can be in. 2143 Hilltop Drive this Thursday night is, cigar things, Rocky Patel and, other good stuff
raffle
like that.
Items, you can win things. It's two. Okay, Tobacco and Brew. Our guest, with us, Heidi Brahms, who is one of our, from the Shasta County Office of Education, and she's the
Director of Youth Services.
And this whole week, for these 3 days, we've talked about education, and we talked about bullying in schools, and we talked yesterday with the superintendent of all California schools, Tom Torlakson, was in here talking about the grades, how we test, Common Core, a variety of things to talk about in our education in the state. And today, though, we have Wayne Sakamoto, Executive Director of the California School Resource Officers Association, and he's going to be talking specifically twice today about bullying. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, actually, the forum is tomorrow at the Women's Fund library. The Women's Fund is putting it out at the library tomorrow afternoon and then tomorrow evening. So we're so happy to have you here because it's a subject matter that we discussed a few days ago, but it's something that never goes away. It's always here. It's about educating our listeners what to look for. So, you know, Wayne, you've come up from Los Angeles, and we're so happy to have you here this morning. Do you have like a point? Where would you like to start?
Well, I think it's the issue that oftentimes we think that bullying is someone else's kid, or the bullier is someone else's kid. And I think it's the awareness that bullying impacts all of us, that it is a issue not just within our schools but within our communities. And as far as educating individuals, it's just being aware that as a community issue that we all have a responsibility in trying to reduce some of the mean behavior, some of the aggressive behavior, and especially at an early age. And you're absolutely right. It's recognizing it early. What am I taking a look at? You know, what are some of the warning signs?
Can 3-year-olds be bullies?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, there's some research that shows that some small infants will also do it. When you take a look at aggression, to be aggressive to get what I want is one of those issues. But for us in schools, it's after some socialization occurs. It's kind of natural for young kids to be more aggressive or try to get what they want the best way they can. But after we start to socialize individuals and become socialized, it's an issue of trying to get along and cooperate with each other. And then at that point, if we have individuals who are still trying to get what they want through physical, aggressive means, mean means, then it becomes that bullying issue.
So this socialization method we have of taking children who can't get along and teaching them to get along and to work together. Is there any special place that we can do this at?
Well, I think that's the family. That's called parenting. When you have siblings and you're beating on your younger sibling all the time, it's when parents step in and say hitting is not right.
I was kind of hoping you'd tell me there's like a school for that so we could send our whole elected representatives to there, and so we could re-socialize them, that they could then start talking to each other and stop trying to be bullies with each other.
Well, I think actually, I'm just thinking that they would be excellent role models for bullies.
I think,
exactly.
I mean, this is what I'm thinking. I mean, you know what? We took our dog to the dog park. She was socialized, and because other dogs would come up, she quickly found out where she was in the pack, and she's worked her way up over the last 4 years. But there's no dogs out there fighting in this group. They all get along. They come in. I mean, I hate to use that as an example for our elected representatives, but that's a separate show. Okay. Our bullying is, you're right, it has to be, it should start with the family, but unfortunately, as we know, they learn the bullying in the family.
Well, it's learned in the family, but also supported by mass media. So if you take a look at what kids are into, violent video games, movies that are violent and aggressive, music that is oftentimes violent and aggressive, they're inundated with these messages. And without the breaks, and those breaks being the parents that says, hold on, wait a minute, this is not right. What are we listening to? What are we looking at? Does what I bring into my house support my family values? And if my family values are get along, non-aggression, trying to succeed in life, bringing in Grand Theft Auto 5 or the latest video game, it does not meet your family values, and you're not talking to your kids. You're adding these risk factors together, and kids get bombarded with the message that violence works.
How about social media in this?
Yeah, absolutely. Social media.
We like to call them force multipliers. You know, when you've got the power, now a force multiplier is something you can pile on to that.
Right.
And to make it even stronger. So I would think that social media has now become one of the huge force multipliers in the bullying.
Yeah, absolutely. Cyberbullying, well, if we back up a little bit, if we take a look at the internet is an outstanding resource for tools and, you know, getting information. However, there's also that dark side of the internet where I can be subjected to even more violence by getting on some of the websites. I mean, what was really popular and still is are fights that are posted up to YouTube. So you can plug in any area code, just about any school, and search fights, and you'll get the uploads that kids have put on. So it's part of that entertainment. And then we start dealing with the issue of social media or these popular sites such as Facebook, Instagram, Flickr, any of these new media where kids are using it to cyberbully, where they're attacking others. They may set up a fictitious account and then just start slamming someone else. And that's where we get also the piling on effect where kids who wouldn't normally be insulting get on there and think, well, you know, I'm anonymous. There's no danger in me.
There is no responsibility. They do not have to take responsibility for horrible, nasty little things they say.
Right.
But it's not just kids. You see it in blogs everywhere. As long as they can be anonymous, hide in their little cellars, drink their Red Bull, they are brave. But if they had to face the person, you know it wouldn't happen in 99.9% of the cases.
Well, our guest is Wayne Sakamoto and Heidi Broms. They're here today. We're talking about the subject. It is Bullying Awareness Month, I suppose that's what it's called. And this is not just something, Wayne. I mean, you've been, of course, with Executive Director of the California Schools Resource Offices. You've had to have been in education for years, you know, to attain such a wonderful title. But I'm wondering, you know, where in your life as a teacher and or as a, you know, doing what you're doing with the executive director, did you realize this is not a fad?
Well, for 16 years, I worked with the San Diego County Office of Education doing their violence prevention intervention work. And during that time, I think I started back in the late 80s, early 90s, focusing on gang issues. So as we were focusing on gang issues, we began seeing some of the meanness occur. Now, bullying has been around for a very long time, but we're beginning to see a different level where you're just seeing mean, harsh, aggressive, continual acts, targeting individuals. And from the gang issue, we began seeing that the next trend is going to be this issue of bullying where individuals are picking on each other. And then, of course, Columbine happened. And it gets out that, okay, the two individuals that did the attack may have been bullied in school. And then since then, other individuals who have claimed to be bullied have also been involved in school shootings. So we began to see that this was something that's important and significant in protecting our kids.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a revenge factor there.
And we've got to run here. We got a break here in just a second. But the first one could be bullies. Was the second and third one then just a form of defense? Oh, my child couldn't do this. He was bullied. Or, you know, maybe we shouldn't have had him on Redland for 12 years. Is that part of this too? I mean, is the
talk about the mass
shootings? Yeah, mass shootings. You know, it seems like there's mental illness associated with each one of these, and sometimes the types of drugs they take, from what I've read, can exacerbate all this.
Yeah, absolutely. Mental illness is definitely a part of some of the school shootings.
Okay. All right. Our guests are Wayne Sakamoto, who is the executive director of the California School Resource Officers Association, and Heidi Brahms, who is the director of youth sources here in Shasta County at our Office of Education. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's 7:33 in the morning. KCNR weather is breezy today with temperatures around 73. We're currently at 56 and breezy this evening with temperatures around 57. Tomorrow it's sunny with temperatures around 74, clear evenings around 53. These are those beautiful days to go clean out your, what do you want to call it? Your storage shed or go play a game of golf.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends. I like that because that's what they do. You know, flexible, reliable, competitive prices, discounts for seniors and discounts for veterans, locally owned, family operated. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Our guests are Heidi Brahms, who is the Director of Youth Services for our Shasta County Office of Education, and Wayne Sakamoto, Executive Director of the California School Resource Officers Association. There's a classes going on this week on bullying and school safety. Heidi, can you kind of expand a little bit about what's going on?
Well, every year we have annual trainings that encompass bullying, encompass crisis response, how schools address their safety plans, how they write their school safety plans with safety teams. And those are directed to our schools in Shasta County and also the neighboring counties. We receive money from the California Department of Education every year to bring in expert trainers on these topics so that our schools are aware of the most recent strategies, techniques to keep our schools safe. Because really, every superintendent and principal, their main priority is a safe learning environment. And when we can have the safest learning environments possible, students can learn. And we want schools to be a safe place where students are comfortable, relaxed, so that the learning can flow.
And then, so tomorrow's the Women's Fund is putting on at the library. It's from noon to 1:15, which I like because you know that you can go at your lunch hour. You're going to learn a lot. Mm-hmm. Mr. Wayne Sakamoto will be there, and he's going to be talking more than he's got. You know, this huge experience he's sharing with us today. It's a lunch forum, and then tomorrow evening is going to be at the Sequoia School. And this is going to be free. And the parents, it's really important to be able to come. It's a 5:30 program, begins at 6, so you know that you'll be out. It's not one of these all-nighters, you know, but you're going to mm-hmm. get some great information. Again, educating ourselves and our community is basically, if you're feeling lost, empowering yourself with the knowledge is about the only thing you can do.
And modeling. I think we as adults are the models for our youth of tomorrow. And whether it's in the home setting, whether it's in the community, or whether it's in our schools, the adults are the models for the students. And through character programs, character education programs we have in many of our schools, through modeling, through discussing empathy and discussing just human compassion, we try to lessen the amount of bullying that we see.
Would you say, Wayne, since there's been a concerted effort, or has there been a concerted effort to address bullying in all the schools?
I think especially in the state of California, there's been a strong effort to address bullying, and we do this in multiple ways. One is the issue of developing safe schools plans, which are a requirement by our California Education Code. And those safe schools plans are dynamic in that it is based upon the needs of each individual school. If bullying is an issue, the school therefore has to address it either through policies and procedures, through training, or through programming. And we take a look at some of the wonderful programming that has been developed over the years that has been research-based as well. So trying to implement all these along with parent trainings at night.
I think, like you said, one of the questions is, oh, yeah, okay, we're blaming the video games again. It's not the video games, and it's not it's not these rap music or music that is violent and misogynist and all those things. It's not the movies, and it's not having a gun in the house. It's the total of all these things that the parents have control over. Children in the house, weapons locked up. You don't need 5 hours of watching, a Medal of Valor kill as many people as you possibly can, or zombie apocalypse. You don't need to listen to the music all the time or watch the TVs and this. This is where the parents come in. No, you're not saying any of these, you're saying not one of these is a cost, but they are all, it's piling on, like you said.
Right, absolutely. It's that cumulative effect. And like I said, the real breaks on this would be the adults in the kids' life, parents and guardians who can basically say, stop and unplug. Let's go out and take a walk. Let's talk. We seem to have lost the capacity to talk to our children in a meaningful way. Other than take out the garbage, it's what did you learn today? What do you want to be? What is your hope in life? We've lost this ability to critically discuss these items with our children, and we then therefore allow video games and computers and movies and televisions to become the babysitters. We should be engaging them.
Is it time to go back to Leave It to Beaver? I'm serious about this. What you're describing is a 1950s situation comedy where the families would sit around the table. They would discuss their days. Chip, what kind of day did you have? Well, my chemistry, but what you're describing is a family that sits down, talks, has dinner together.
Mother's and, always in pearls.
Well, mother does. I don't know if mom's going to be in pearls today, but what you're talking about, and I was being slightly facetious here, but you're talking about bringing back a nuclear family that actually talks and deals with each other in whole sentences and not abbreviated texting.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's some strength in having that family dynamic, that family as a meaningful place to come and discuss items. And you know, I know you talked about Leave It to Beaver really, really quickly, but even the television program, if we look at Leave It to Beaver and some of the old television programming, there was a message behind the show. There was something about morality, about honesty, about ethics that really is not in today's shows.
That's what I was trying to get to. That sense of responsibility. You did this, Wally. Wally would have to go out and take it to the person. He broke a bike. He had to take it to them, and say, I broke the bike and this is what I'm going to do. Yes. Yes.
Even, you know, Dennis the Menace. And I think it's probably okay. So before we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the numbing out of our society and the numbing out of how it's just kind of easier to, here is your i5 for Christmas. Here's what you want. Your wish list. You're going to get what you want. Your big screen for your bedroom. How, and that's where I want to go with this next segment, is how do we take back the power as a parent, as a leader, as a teacher, to have clearness in our communication with our kids. Cause I think we have a tendency to numb out too. It's just our society today. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding, tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
This Friday night, local football action continues with the Valley Bowl, live right here on KCNR 1460. It's the 3-2 Central Valley Falcons hosting the 4-1 West Valley Eagles in the city of Shasta Lake. Coverage begins at 6:50 p.m. with the Friday night football pregame show built by Muse Concrete. Two high-scoring offenses and a classic rivalry. The Valley Bowl, Central Valley and West Valley, on the pulse of Shasta County. KCNR 1460.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I resemble that remark. Carl Lindabad, it is 7:45 in the morning, 56 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Spray Service. If you've got pests, weeds, trees that need spraying, lawn treatments, then Redding Spray Service can fix that for you. Been in the business for over 20 years. They provide affordable solutions for pest-free living. Locally owned, locally operated, good people there. Give them a call at 530-221-3007 or look at their website at www.reddingspray.com. You know, that's not just the now it's time to start maybe looking at spraying your lawns for getting ready for the winter and then for spring coming up. Redding Spray Service.
Our guests are Wayne Sakamoto and Heidi Brahms. We've been discussing bullying, and Wayne is in the Redding area tonight to exchange and to educate parents of teenagers on bullying and what to look for. But one of the things we discussed before we went to break was numbing out, not only of our children today, but many of with the fast society that we live in, the numbing out of adults as well, as parents as well. How do you take back? How do you empower? I mean, I know that there is, for instance, there is a gentleman that's going to be coming on that's written a book about the art of, dinner time again, where everybody gets together, and whether it's just moving a salt shaker, at least it's something that you're doing together. How do we get back into really understanding and getting on the level of our kids today, or the kids getting communicating with the parents and not numbing out?
Well, I think it's a balancing act, because technology is good and has made our lives better, but technology at this point is running our lives. Whether it be computers or MP3 players, MP4 players, and the newest gadgets out there. I think one of the issues, I like the dinner together. I like the dinner together with the television set off and having engagement discussions. You know, I was shocked the other day bringing home a fast food pizza from one of the chains and reading the pizza box, and it gave conversation starters for parents. Like, parents, ask your children what is their favorite color, and it just struck me as, when did a pizza company have to prompt parents to have critical discussions with their kids? But we're in that time where we have stopped communicating effectively.
Yes. That is you know what? If anything nails it down, that would be it. A pizza company teaches you how to, it gives you ideas how to communicate with your children.
Well, I want to add into this that I remember hearing Robert Kennedy Jr. speak at a forum, and how many kids are they? Eight? Were there eight or in Robert Kennedy's family, I believe, the kids, brothers and sisters. And he said that no matter how busy his father was, you know, being attorney general, that he came home every night and it was strict family time. And that really stuck with me, that is a religion in itself. That no matter what you're doing, we support you, but between 5 and 6:30, now it's hard, isn't it? If you're in football and you have practice or any of the things that you're doing, that does seem to conflict a little bit with family time. But I'm sure that there's a way to be able to say 1 hour a day, we sit down and everything's off. And we need to discuss how was your day, what happened. And even if that child doesn't talk, eventually you'll know just by reading their body language, they're going through a tough time, they won't bring it. But I can just imagine what it must be like today to feel bullied. And again, either or being cyberbullying is even more of a takedown.
Absolutely. And cyberbullying is more of a takedown, because when bullying happens, and if bullying happens within our schools or communities, as a child, when I go home and I shut the door, I shut the world out, and I'm supposed to be there with loving, caring parents and siblings, and this is where unplugging and the adults being attuned to, you know, my body language, that I'm coming in depressed. Son, come on over here. Let's talk to find out what's going on. That's not happening. You know, cyberbullying So if we do have attuned parents, they can pick that up and we can have the discussion, but we have to unplug first. The other part, though, is cyberbullying kicks the door down. There's no such thing as a door to lock cyberbullying out. And telling kids to turn off the computer, turn off the cell phone is not an answer. They want to see what's being said about them. So they're more obsessed with being on the computer and reading the social networking or looking at their cell phone because, like anyone else, if somebody's saying something bad about me or a bunch of people, or I want to see what they're saying and try to defend myself. So there's no safety net.
You can imagine that. What would you tell parents the most important thing is when it comes to bullying?
I think the most important thing is that if your kid, be aware of the warning signs. If your kid is a bully, get immediate assistance from the school or other areas or begin to do some parenting, anger management, trying to replace that aggression that's coming out. If your kid is a victim, again, being aware of some of the warning signs, depression, lack of appetite, not wanting to go to school, can't concentrate, any of these types of things, and then discussion. Talking, sitting down and talking about your values as a family, your expectations for that, for your child, what you want them to become and being able to work on behaviors that way, but really being aware of them.
Should parents get involved if the kids are being cyberbullied? Should they go after them? Should they go to the school? Should they, let the school know what's happening on this?
I think on one level, the school always wants to know what's happening. But then it's, again, that balance of being a parent. Well, you want to protect your child and you want to be there for them. I mean, if we all go back to our middle school years and think back to when you were in middle school, if somebody was picking on you and your mom came to school to confront that person, would it make it better or would it make it worse? Well, it would make it better for an hour or two, but the rest of the time, it just makes it worse and more people pile on. So it's not an easy answer. And I would suggest, being aware, work with your kid, work on solutions with your child, role play solutions with your child, brainstorm solutions with your child, but then also alert us as the school so we can be aware. And if we're aware, if we can know the time, the location, the place, who's doing it, why they're doing it, as we can witness it, we can take direct and immediate action.
Okay, so you're keeping track of that. I remember when I was in school, when you're confronted with a bully, that when you stood up to him, that most of the time solved the problem. Unfortunately, with cyberbullying, you can't stand up to him in that sense. Because it's, fighting one or even two is different than fighting, 10 or 12 that just keep at you right. And you don't even know who they are. It's extremely sad. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest, Heidi Brahms from the Office of Education here in Shasta County and Wayne Sakamoto, who's going to be speaking on, bullying and the effects of bullying and how parents can recognize this. He's going to be speaking tomorrow, twice, once at the library at noon and again at Sequoia Middle School tomorrow evening. We'll be right back.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Contact us today for your yearly marksmanship review and zero training for your rifle. One Low Price provides a private curriculum for up to 4 shooters. This is great training for that junior hunter or an entire family. Don't miss that once-in-a-lifetime shot because you failed to prepare. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com to schedule your marksmanship training. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Our guests here, Wayne Sakamoto and Heidi Broms. We're talking bullying in school. There's going to be classes tomorrow. There's going to be, lectures and tomorrow at the library from 12 to 1:15. And again at 6:30? 6?
O'clock. Oh, 5:30 right to 7:30.
Okay, I'm sorry. 5:30 to 7:30. 5:30 to 7:30 at Sequoia School. For all Shasta County parents, free appetizers at the cafeteria means you'll get some of our friends, and all the homeless that are around there. Reading Public Library community room, lunch will be available for $5.
Hey, they have kids too.
And Speaker Wayne Sakamoto, Director of the School Safety for the Marietta Valley Unified School District and a nationally known speaker. And I can understand that, Wayne, after listening to you. Okay, what's the last thing we really want people to remember?
I think we started with the issue of partnerships, schools, community, working together, including parents. The one key component are the kids themselves. We need to empower kids to take action. We need to empower those bystanders in the hallways and in the community to stand up for those that are being attacked, to not laugh, to not kick into it, but to say, stop, it's not right. Or to support the victim. And not only do we want to do this in the hallways, but if we can teach digital citizenship, meaning that kids standing up for each other on these social networking websites, that's when the cyberbullying begins to stop. And on a good note, when I have to investigate some of the Facebook postings that are out there, I'm seeing more and more kids standing up for the victims, standing up for those that have been targeted. That's exactly what we want. That's how we will put a dent in the cyberbullying as well as the bullying in the real world.
Digital citizenship is definitely a buzzword.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
I think what Wayne said is that would you stand by and watch somebody younger, smaller get beat up in front of you? I mean, wouldn't you feel like the need, and maybe in society today they don't feel like a need to intrude. In cyberbullying, you can stand up. It's not a physical thing. It takes a physical act to do it, but it takes courage. And that's what we have to teach. Get in there, have the courage to protect people that are weaker, that are being taken advantage of.
We need to empower our kids.
Empower people. That's great. You know what? Okay, tomorrow.
So glad you're here.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. Heidi, I'm so glad we've got involved with our Office of Education to help keep promoting this and safety in schools. Again, tomorrow, noon to 1:15, Reading Public Library in the community room. Lunch will be available there. Sequoia School for all Shasta County parents. That's going to open at 5:30, and it goes from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. It's going to be a forum that's geared toward parents and will focus on what bullying is and how they can empower their kids.
So Wayne, please, while you're here, do walk across, if you've not done it before, walk across the Sundial Bridge. It is definitely, I always tell everybody if they've never been in, Torlakson yesterday, when I said walk across the Sundial Bridge before you go home, because then you get a real feel of what Shasta County is.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Well, and thank you for coming up, and thanks for being on our show today. And Heidi, thanks for putting, I know you've had a lot to do with putting all this together.
And well, thank you, Carl and Linda, for seeing the importance and relevance of this for our community. We appreciate the time.
Shaping our future.
I can't even begin to tell you how much I dislike bullies. And bullies come in all shapes and sizes, in all spots in life. And I think that if we stood up to bullies, that a lot of the problems that we have out there wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime. Our last song says don't back down. And you can't back down the bullies, and you've got to empower people. I so much agree with everything you're doing. All right, we're going to take a break, and we come back from the news. Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti will be with us, and you know he stands up against bullies.
He sure does.
Right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, your community talk radio.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
And President Obama is insisting that Congress must reopen the government and increase the debt ceiling before he's willing to negotiate.
The president is demanding that there be no strings attached to ending the shutdown and averting a possible default. Yet he has called for his own conditions in trying to reach an agreement.
I'm not going to do it until the more extreme parts of the Republican Party stop forcing John Boehner to issue threats about our economy.
But House Speaker John Boehner rejected the president's argument, saying the White House is simply pushing for unconditional surrender by Republicans.
That's White House correspondent Craig Clugston reporting. In an effort to resolve the federal government shutdown, Republican Representative Paul Ryan of Wisconsin says Democrats and Republicans should focus on what he calls modest reforms to entitlement programs and the tax code. And Ryan told the Salem Radio Network his proposal really just amounts to common sense.
What we're basically saying is, look, let's start talking to each other like adults. Let's not point fingers and scare the markets. Why don't we sit down, get together, and hammer this out?
As for the temporary government shutdown, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says that Senate Democrats don't want to negotiate on the Affordable Care Act at all, but he says they cannot ignore the Budget Control Act. The
Budget Control Act is also the law of the land.
And Senate Democrats calling for negotiations only after the Republican-controlled House agrees to fund the entire government. The Los Angeles Police Department testing two types of electric motorcycles. LAPD Sergeant Dan Gomez.
This particular model, the Zero model, is 100% electric. It can be charged off of standard current.
Such bikes are already being used by a growing number of police departments across the country, from New York to Oregon. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling yet again after a 160-point decline yesterday. Right now, the Dow's off right about 20 points. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
Italy's prime minister says his country will hold a state funeral for the hundreds of migrants who died after their boat capsized close to the island of Lampedusa last week.
The visiting delegation received a hostile reception from a small group of activists and local residents. There were whistles and shouts of disgrace and killers. The mood was a reflection of the deep frustration felt on the island, which has long struggled to cope with the flow of migrants from North Africa. Mr. Barroso and Mr. Letta visited the quay in the little port where so many bodies have been brought ashore following last week's disaster.
That's the BBC's Alan Johnston reporting. The opening of the earnings season not doing much to spur stocks in early trading on Wall Street. Early earnings reports have been mixed. Alcoa's higher on increased aluminum demand, but Yum Brands and Costco are reporting disappointing results. This is SRN News. A woman fatally shot by police after trying to ram her car through a White House barrier was carrying a lockbox holding a passport, foreign currency, and a Connecticut driver's license.
Court documents reveal items that police found during a search of Miriam Carey's Infiniti and a lockbox inside the car. The documents don't reveal the significance of any of the items, which also included Social Security cards for her and her young child. The 34-year-old Carey was shot Thursday following a high-speed police chase.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. The new $100 bill unveiled yesterday was designed with thwarting counterfeiters in mind. Sandy Juarez is Director of Project Management for the Atlanta Federal Reserve.
You'll see the images of the number 100 and bells in three dimensions that move as you tilt the note.
The complex bills took more than 10 years just to develop. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. 8:05 is the time. It's the 9th of October. We're looking at a breezy day today with temperatures around 73 and a breezy night with temperatures around 57. Of course, we're getting ready for Big Bike Weekend, which registration begins on Thursday. We have a lot of other events to cover and tell you about. Our special guest is Chief Rob Paletti. He's here. And first, before we do anything else, let's go to our favorite special time with our Wells Fargo experts with our Wells Fargo Market Minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 11 points this morning at 14,765. The S&P 500 is down fractionally at 1654, and the NASDAQ is down 28 at 3666. Active stocks this morning include Facebook down 92 cents at 4622, and Nokia down 28 cents at $6.32. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 2 cents at $19.05, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 46 cents at $41.11. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which has brought that yield for the 10-year Treasury bond to 2.65%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.73 at $101.76. Gold is down $25.10 at $1,299.50. And silver is down 57 cents at $21.87. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905, right here on KCNR. A lot's going on with the government shutdown, sequestration, so many things happening up and down in the stock market. You need somebody that follows it all the time, somebody that's an expert in it, and that's our friends down at Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561. And speaking of being an expert on things that really affect you, how about Sleep Number and our friends there? Because, frankly, being able to get a great night's sleep at my number 40 means a great deal about coming in the morning, being able to go to work, because we're up very early in the morning, being able to come in here. So you've got to be able to sleep.
Well, and Big Bike Weekend is coming up. So, you know, I know how when you ride or you do any kind of physical activity, if you ride your motorcycle or your horse, you're just very active. You go to the gym. Your spinal, rest at night is so essential. And if, you're feeling extremely fatigued or lighter, whatever, you're staring up late watching TV in bed, you can change your number. So I'm number 45.
Well, you know, the other thing too is not only is being able to sleep on the bed. And because it's dual-sided, each one of you can have your different number. Now, they also have you ever been, you know, wanting to have the room cooler or so cold and your partner's going, no, no, or vice versa, where she's sleeping very, very cold and you just want to try to warm up? The Sleep Number now has introduced a dual temp. It's an active air technology, and it evenly heats or cools each side of the bed, just like Sleep Number, so that you can have head-to-toe comfort, warm or cool. And this the dual temp is technology that goes on top of the mattress, and it can be any kind of mattress. It doesn't have to be Sleep Number, but that's what we prefer, and that's what we advise because we're sold on Sleep Number. We would like you to go on down to the Sleep Number store and just see what they have to offer and how professional they are and what the Sleep Number bed can do for you. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. It's there behind, behind McDonald's. It's in the smaller part of the mall there with, it's got the Vitamin Shop. It's got a Subway shop there, but they are absolutely experts in finding the right bed for you. And these people talk about cost. Queen mattresses start at just $6.99. Just $6.99. They're made in America, and they have a lifetime warranty. You can't beat that. Sleep Number. We heartily recommend Sleep Number. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. Hello, Chief.
Hello.
Rob Pletty is with us, or as we know, is the animal lover here.
He's got his boots on. He has single-handedly
put a dent in the cat population at Haven Humane. And, or I should say, Mrs. Pletty has done that.
Yes.
Hey, we've got a lot of things to talk about, Rob, and, you know, we've got a lot of things happening in our city lately,
yes.
And I know that you wanted to address them, but we'll be right back after these messages.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ficelli Lane in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:12 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I had lunch yesterday with Martin Graff, owner of Alliance Heating and Air. What a great guy he is. You know, part of the things, you know they come out and fix your, they can do anything. You can fix any type of heating or cooling system. They offer warranties. All their people are school trained. You know, I mean, I can go on and on, but he does other things. You know, he's one of the people that's supporting Big Bike Weekend and with some of the bands coming in. So he's supporting our community. And that's a great deal for us. Not only is he a highly professional, he and his people are highly professionals and being able to take care of your heating and cooling systems with the drastic changes we have in that in our city and county. He also supports our community. Give him a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Rob Pelletti.
Good morning.
Good morning. Also, before, you know, I just wanted to do a shout out for a special birthday. My good friend Bertha Michalek, it was her birthday yesterday, and she's had a bad cold. So if you're listening today, I know you're in that spotty area, but you've worked it out some kind of thing with you. We were just talking about that.
She put in a $7,000 sound system so she could hear us. You know what, Bertha,
so
we're going to mention your name every morning.
I hope you're feeling better today. So let's go back to Rob. Speaking of, you know, what it is to feel better.
They live.
You always make me feel better.
In fact, the Michaleks live by the river, and in the news, and you know, first serious thing is we've had some salts on the river trail.
We've had three now in a series. It looks like it's the same suspect as far as the description goes. So we've got
teenager, 5'5" to 5'7", brown hair,
BMX bike,
a silver BMX bike.
Yeah, so we've got the detectives prioritized on that right now, and working to try to get this guy identified. We've got some extra enforcement that is out on the river trail on the ATMU motorcycles trying to, be a deterrent there. We want to get this guy in custody. So if anybody has any information, when it was the original, the attack last year that was on the Sundial Bridge of the young lady that was pregnant, that was a very pointed attack. It wasn't a random attack. It was a complicated follow-up that led to the arrest, but there was a direction to go. This is very random right now, which is very odd for our community. So we don't have a lot to go on right now. And if people have information, they see this kid, don't try to contact him. Call the police department. We have, you know, the units out on the river trail on the motorcycles right now. So, you know, we'll try to get there as fast as I can. Make sure that when you talk to the dispatcher that you make it clear that you're on the river trail and you think it's the person that is responsible for this or may be responsible for this so that it gets prioritized properly other than just a regular suspicious person that may be down on the river trail.
And there's lots of them.
And there's a lot of them down there. But let's be very specific with the dispatcher so we don't get any mixed ups and we get the right priority placed on that call and we get the appropriate response.
Well, when you say that it's the third attack, what have these attacks looked like?
There was one where he went by and grabbed the female's buttocks. There was one where he went by and hit the female, and then the most serious one, he actually hit her over the head, knocked her unconscious, and then tried to drag her off the river trail. So, you know, he's getting more serious as he goes along, but we need to get this kid in custody. So, please give us any information that you have that'll help us.
Was it so completely random? I mean, you know, sometimes are there homeless people or these where I heard one was jogging down the, you know, so yeah. It wasn't he wasn't picking on a specific type.
Single female.
That was it.
So, you know, buddy up, use the buddy system, running groups, that kind of thing. You're much safer that way. But make sure that the big thing for us is make sure that if you have information, relay it to the investigations division or to patrol as fast as possible. If you have an incident on the river trail, when you talk to the dispatchers, be very specific that this happened on the river trail and you think it's this guy so that the dispatchers can connect. They're taking a lot of calls. So make sure that they get that connection, and then it gets bumped up in the priority scale.
Okay. The there was something on the blogs yesterday. I don't know if you all saw that, but this woman said, "I've seen this guy," and she described him to a T, and where she had seen him coming into the park. I'm sure you all saw that, because that was passed on.
We did, but the problem is if you wait to get home and put it on a blog on the newspaper, we may or may not see it. Call the police department,
right.
You know, and dial 911, get to the dispatcher, get the good information to them on who you saw, what you saw, where it was. Be specific, and that it was down on the river trail and you think it's connected to this level of assaults. Give the dispatcher as much good information as you can.
This is not a big problem down there. Or is this a big problem?
No.
I should have said, is this a big problem? I know, okay, this series
this
right
kid
here.
Is a big
this
problem.
This is a big problem, but is generally, would you say the river trail is a safe place?
Yeah, it's a safe place. You know, the places where, you know, people park their cars, have been targeted by burglars and other things. So we encourage people when they go down there not to, leave a bunch of stuff in their cars and think that crime prevention that we've been, people are probably sick of listening to me talk about now.
Put things in your trunk. Yeah.
But, we need to get this kid in custody and as much information as we can get from the public. That'll help us a lot.
Getting more violent.
It is. It is. The violent crime statistics are actually holding steady right now. Rapes in the community are actually down about 20% over what we saw last year. But, we just arrested that 19-year-old this week that was out on bail for one rape, and he committed a couple of others, and we're looking to make sure that, if there's any other victims that can come forward and talk to us. And he made bail.
Is he out on bail again?
He's not right now, but he made bail from the first one. So, it's suspects have an opportunity to post bail, and if they've got the money to do it, that there's not a lot that – the judges set what that bail is going to be, and if they can meet that, then they get out. And this guy got out and victimized some more people. So, hopefully the bail's set high enough now to where that doesn't happen again.
Well, let's hope so. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti is with us. We're discussing what's happening on the River Trail. You want to take precautions until they catch this jerk. There's been 3 assaults on the River Trail. He's going after single women. You might want to go and 2 of you, take your Dobie with you or other means to protect yourself, but probably with another person. And just be aware that anybody that you see and the description is out there, that looks like them, that you feel free to call 911.
Absolutely.
Because the police are out there and they're looking for you to call 911. If it matches description. One more time for the description.
It's a teenage male, about 5'5", 5'6", brown hair, specifically on a silver BMX bicycle. That's been the consistent.
And the BMX bicycle for people that are out there would be one that's kind of the,
a little motocross style.
Motocross style. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
This Friday night, local football action continues with the Valley Bowl, live right here on KCNR 1460. It's the 3-2 Central Valley Falcons hosting the 4-1 West Valley Eagles in the city of Shasta Lake. Coverage begins at 6:50 p.m. with the Friday night football pregame show built by Muse Concrete. 2 high-scoring offenses and a classic rivalry. The Valley Bowl, Central Valley and West Valley, on the pulse of Shasta County. KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kath and I want to thank everybody who ordered their kerosene early. Johnny and Bethy are getting married pretty soon, so for their honeymoon, we're going to send them to Heater College. I think that'll be a pretty good wedding present. In Corning, Robin is busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so fill up those tanks before the rain sets in and check out her new building. In Weaverville, we've been very busy delivering kerosene every day, so call Michelle and get your orders in before the snow flies. We have clear kerosene now for all the portable heaters in your container or ours, and we just got in a shipment of 5-gallon barbecue bottles for all the propane. Be sure to stop by any of our plants and check out the new Toyotomi kerosene heaters and the on-demand hot water heaters. And remember, estimates are always free. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 56 degrees. It's 8:25 in the morning.
Hey, you have a chip or crack in your windshield. Take it to Jeff at Redding's a Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He does chips up to 24 inches and cracks. He's a wonderful, honest worker and business owner and a veteran, 3208 Market Street. Give him a call. Tell him we sent you, 241-8373. Something else we wanted you to put in your calendar is Thursday, October 24th. There is a new event that's going to be launched at Turtle Bay. It's called Zen in the Sagebrush, Wine, Whiskey in the Wild West. That's at Turtle Bay, and they're going to be doing a kickoff. Actually, the event's called Sin in the Sagebrush, but the event to kick it off is Zen in the Sagebrush. So we're looking forward to that. Just want to share that with you to mark your calendars. That's a brand-new exhibit that they've got coming in.
And, of course, Big Bike Weekend coming up, and I'm participating in it. The Chief's participating in it. Linda's participating in it. If you don't participate in it, we feel sorry for you. Okay.
Well, I hope I participate in it. My bike broke.
Uh-oh.
So I'm hoping it'll be done by then.
Well, you know what? Spare no taxpayer cost to get that bike fixed.
They're not doing any of those hot dog hanger things.
No.
Don't ask me to participate that way. I'm just going to be riding on the back of your bike and
there
enjoy it.
Yeah, I had several people call me about, oh, it hasn't been several, but it's been a couple phone calls about, it says that Rob Pelletti, the chief, is hiring 90% of the people for the, or a large percentage, but 75 to 90% of the new officers come from out of town.
Well, that's correct and it's incorrect. We hire predominantly lateral officers or experienced officers from other agencies that come to us. The average experience level, I think the last time we did the little poll within our organization, we have over, the average officer has over 15 years of experience in law enforcement. However, if you look at who we've hired from other agencies, we've only hired three of the last 18 that have come from out of from other agencies that weren't born and raised here. Paul Schlegel is a local guy that started in Foster City after his stint in the Army. Abby spent 8 years with SAC PD, but she was born and raised in Bernie. We got one out of Pasadena that was born and raised in Cottonwood. So, it's yes, we're getting experienced people from other agencies, but they usually grew up in this community and they're coming home.
And their family's here, their friends are here. I know one that you've got out of LA went into the Marine Corps with
Jared Hebert.
Jared Hebert, who went in with, three of the other young men that we, Chad Nielsen and Chandler Ariano, they all went in about the same time. And he's been wanting to get back home.
Yeah, so he started with LAPD, spent 3 or 4 years down there, and then he came back. We've got about 6 openings that we're going to have to hire between now and May. Our lateral pool of those officers has kind of dried up a little bit since the retirement system changes. They're kind of staying where they are so they don't, change retirement systems. But we've got 6 lateral applicants right now. One of those is one of our former cadets that got hired and went through the academy with LAPD and is looking to come home. So that's really kind of, yes, we do hire people from outside that are experienced in other agencies, but most of them actually grew up in this area, except for, a couple of transplants like me.
Well, that's, and that, I think that's important that people know that these are hometown kids. and are in this area that want to come back and couldn't get a job in police work here to begin with. So they went down to bigger cities, but now that there's openings, they can bring that experience back and that knowledge of the community.
We've got about, I want to say 18 or 15 to 18 entry-level applicants as well that we're looking at, that most of those are local. So
we know two of them.
Yeah, it's a balance. I mean, we're going to look for the best people. There are some people that want to come here that you know, have vacationed here or realize the quality of life that they can have with their family here. You know, one of the big differences between the Reading Police Department and what I saw, you know, from where I came from is, you know, in Stockton, about less than 25% of the officers actually lived in the city. And here it's all of them live in Reading or in the close proximity, you know, of the countryside around Palisadro and other
places.
Who
wants to live in Stockton?
Well, I mean,
a bankrupt city. And, yeah. You know, cops weren't being paid. You had four policemen there at the end?
Yeah. Well, it went down significantly. Their numbers are actually back up and they're doing pretty well in the hiring side.
I just hate to, you know, for the crime and everything. You know, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about AB 109 again. Has the release of these prisoners been put on hold at all, or they're still making their mind up about that?
No, they've been put on hold for now. The governor actually passed a budget amendment to spend about $300 million to send some out of state, and the three judge panel has agreed to that and has at least given the governor more time for them to negotiate and make that decision.
I think it comes down to the final, but we could still get
more. I mean, if you look at what we've got here, we're doing pretty good. I mean, comparatively, depending on what definition of recidivism you actually use. But the Shasta's Most Wanted initially has been working pretty well. I mean, we started it a couple of weeks ago on a Sunday. We made the first arrest on Monday, and Tuesday following that, they had 100% attendance at sentencing hearings. The day after that, they had 21 out of 23 show up. Anecdotally, I've heard that all attendance has gone up, but I'm still waiting for those statistics from the courts to make sure that that's actually accurate.
Okay, we're going to take a break. I'd like to come back, and one of the articles in the Record Searchlight today is that the cheap ankle bracelets are proving useful under
Correct.
This. And the fact is that realignment isn't failing, says Wes Borman. We'll come back and we'll discuss that as soon as we get back from these messages. Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti is with us today. We'll be right back.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, I didn't know you liked to golf. How long you been out here in the sun? You look beat.
Well, Sugar Bear, I haven't been playing very long, but I've always seen myself as winning the open. You know, crushing 300-yard drives and rolling in a 40-foot putt on the 18th before hoisting the trophy.
Well, buddy, I sure like your style, but if you're going to hold anything up right now, it ought to be your very own Bob's Big Bear Burger. So thick and juicy, you need a steak knife to eat it.
That does sound good. Of course, so does barbecue pork ribs, the tri-tip platter, or chicken fried steak.
Well, before you hit another shot, I think we better get over to Black Bear Diner and feed your inner bear.
Now you're talking. Let's go. Can you carry my bag? My back's killing me.
You know, have you ever thought about miniature golf?
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, good morning. 56 degrees out there and 8:34 in the morning. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com and our chat room is in there. Good morning. Gosh, there's Angel and Joe and the onion grower just rolled in. Love that. This portion of the show brought to you by the Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and discounts for veterans. They believe in helping take care of veterans, unlike the present administration sitting in D.C. Man's last stronghold. They have, you can't go in there and not enjoy yourself at the Cypress Square Barbershop. Again, right off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black do so much for our community, too. Not just give haircuts, but they do a lot. I think, in fact, they came down and in a show of unity when all of you shaved your heads, for one of your officers had cancer treatments and lost his hair, you and, 25 other officers?
Yeah, it was somewhere right around
somewhere
there.
Somewhere right there.
D.C. and Tim came down and donated their time to shave our heads. I think they did it just because D.C. actually wanted to shave my head. But
I would have donated my time for that.
Yeah, exactly.
We could have probably sold. Everybody gets up across your head, probably sold $10 a piece.
Well, I tell you, I'm actually happy that I have to go see D.C. again because my hair's actually grown back, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, we are noticing that.
And Bill's back to work and doing well, and his hair's starting to grow back now too. Aww. So it's nice to have him back at the department and healthy.
Super.
Although he's got a cold right now that he gave to me that I'm not real happy about.
Oh boy, it's going around. Hey, before we took a break, we were talking about something that was coming up in the chat pack that they brought up a few times, like, why was the call delayed? Did we cover that?
Well, what happened yesterday when the lady called in, and this is my understanding of it, I've still got, people looking into it, is that when she called in, obviously she didn't want to wait at the river trail because she didn't feel safe. So I'm not sure that the dispatcher really connected it as part of this little crime spree that we have going on. That was problem number one. Problem number two was, the call wasn't reconnected to that again when she called back in the second time. So when they called in to complain about the response time, they only wanted to talk to the chief. Well, I'm not necessarily in the office all the time. I have a very busy schedule and I may be there, I may not, but I've got, a sergeant on duty 24 hours a day. I've got a lieutenant that's on duty, four lieutenants in patrol or three in patrol that are on duty, anywhere from 12 to 20 hours a day between the three of them. And then I've got the captain there too. So you don't necessarily have to just talk to the chief. As a matter of fact, if you talk to the sergeant who's in charge of what's going on in the street, you'll probably actually get a response faster and get it taken care of. So there was a communication breakdown there that related to, I think, what created the delay in response. But when you call and complain, ask for the sergeant. Tell the sergeant what the problem is. That's their job to take care of those things. And if you just wait for a response from the chief, quite frankly, you're going to wait longer because I may not be in the office. And with my schedule as busy as it is, that's going to delay what needs to get taken care of.
Okay.
There was a realignment meeting, or I guess it was a panel discussion about the program Shasta County uses to rehabilitate individuals after they've been released from prison.
Yeah, I wasn't invited to participate in that.
Well, why weren't you invited?
I don't know.
Wes Foreman says it's working. These $7 bracelets, $7?
$7 a day.
Oh, $7 a day costs about $100 less than incarceration. Is it working?
Well, in some cases, yes. It's about $64, $65 a day to incarcerate somebody in Shasta County Jail. It's about $7 to put a bracelet on them. The sheriff's been very successful with them in getting people to attend the work release programs. I think since they started using, we have 50 bracelets that Captain Bertain has. He's gone from about 20% attendance at work release to over 90% attendance. One of the programs that we're trying to get started is to get them, get the judges to order them to be put on pre-sentencing so that we can keep an eye on these people while they're out and work, use those to help get them to court like we're doing with the Shasta's Most Wanted. So there are some elements of the program that we're doing now, like the ankle bracelets, I think that are being successful. I think we've only lost like four of them, that the people have cut off and thrown. There's one lady that's just quite frankly crazy and she keeps cutting hers off and smashing it. And, you know, she has to pay for those if she can. And then she's in jail right now.
Is she the one that smashes windows?
I'm not sure if it's the same person.
Okay.
We do have one that, you know, cut it off because he broke his ankle and his ankle was swelling. So he went to the hospital. They cut it off and he came in the next day and said, can you please put this on? I didn't mean to cut it off, but I got a cast. And so they're being relatively successful. The problem with AB 109 is it's still having a negative impact on the jail. We have no jail bed space. And I've described this quite a bit about, you know, this road from criminality to normalcy. And it's a very long road that they have to go down. And our steering wheel is incarceration. Sometimes right now I feel like we're driving a soapbox cart down a hill with no steering wheel and just kind of taking it where it's gonna lead us. Because without that road, without incarceration, that ability to have that leverage there, we're limited in our effectiveness, I believe.
Well, at some point, even with the bracelets on, if you know nothing's going to happen. Now, even there, they said they've had, this is not working 100%. This is working. They've had like 30 people have been arrested since then. It's a better percentage than it used to be.
Well, if you look at
it. But it's still, we're still having crimes out there.
If you look at the Department of Corrections and parole and their definition of recidivism, it was anything that you got rearrested for, you were a recidivist. So they had like a 76% recidivism rate. If you look at the California Probation Chiefs Association and you were on parole for 3 to 5 years, the California Probation Chiefs Association redefined recidivism to be conviction of a new felony during the time of supervision.
Oh.
Well, if you behave yourself on AB 109, you can be off in 6 months. If you have no, you're mandatorily, if you have nothing bad happen, you're mandatorily off in 1 year. So you've shortened the time of supervision and now it's conviction of a new felony. So I can commit 300 misdemeanors and I'm not a recidivist. I don't buy that. You're a recidivist because you're committing crime. Ask the victim if they think that person's a recidivist. So when you talk about recidivism and you talk about, you know, comparing apples to apples, you can't change the measuring metric and start and still compare. Anybody that's taken statistics know you have to have a consistent measuring metric. And they've changed that measuring metric to, and it makes it seem more
to make
more
it
successful.
Seem better than it
so
is.
So if you look at that definition, the recidivism rate of the AB 109 PRCS releases in Shasta County has been about 6%. If you look at a rearrest rate, it's over 35%, somewhere right in there. So you can see the difference in those simple measuring metrics of the same population. You can't compare what's happening now to what Department of Corrections is because they changed the definition in the measuring metric.
All right. I think that's very important to know when you try to change the how we measure so it makes us look better. I'm not, you know, I'm really 6'4" because I can wear my shoes.
Well, it's like
and
when I
stand on this board. And that's just part of it.
When I hear you talk about a sleep number bed and you say I'm 40.
Yeah.
Well, I went to your birthday party. I know you wish you were 40. So, you know, you have to put things in context, in the proper context. So, you know, the AB 109.
Wham!
AB 109.
You wish you looked this good when you hit this age, buddy.
I hope I
you
do.
Wish you looked
I really
this
do.
Good.
You know, the thing is that the negative impacts that it's had on jail bed space is affecting our ability to be effective in fighting crime. We are arresting people. We're going to probably hit about 7,500 arrests this year. We're still averaging about, you know, 21 to 23 arrests per day on an average. So, you know, we're still
these
arresting
are not
people.
Going away.
They're not going away. And we need the jail bed space. I got into a debate the other day with one of the people from the state legislature that said, no, they still do prison time. They just do it in county prison. I said, it's not prison. It's jail. It's the same building. Don't change the name of the building because you want to make something seem successful. It's not prison time. It's jail time. So let's not change the name of the building just because you want to make a political point.
And we'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemuria, Planet X.
geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding, tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, good morning, my friends. It is 56 degrees out there, and it is a little windy today. It's going to be a great weekend, though, because, you know, Big Bike Weekend's coming up. It's going to be absolutely great.
Our forecast falls for breezy days today, 73 breezy tonight with 57. Tomorrow, sunny with 74, mostly clear tomorrow night with 53. And then we turn up with Friday. Well, Big Bike Weekend actually kicks off on Wednesday and Thursday events. Friday, it's 74. And, you know, Chief, you're going to be leading the memorial ride Friday evening.
I hope so, if I can get a motorcycle.
Well, isn't this, aren't you going to be using the one of the bikes from the city?
Yeah, that's the one that's broken.
Well, I imagine there's probably some young patrolman that's going, oh, here goes my bike. Here goes my bike.
The one thing I won't do is take my officer's motorcycles. I ride the spare, the oldest one that we have, and if it's available, then I'll do the ride.
Oh, the oldest one? Well, it kind of like fits together there, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm
old guy, old bike.
Oh, well, I'm closer to 40 than you.
Like I said, you hope.
Remember that?
You hope.
I caught such a bad time at the Haven Humane thing about the number of cats that my wife has.
You know
so
what?
I'm just giving Carl a little bit back.
Did I bring this up, Catman?
She adopted, fostered, adopted, and I'm happy to see that both of you, meaning, you know, so you have, that's a good thing that you've done. You've taken cats off the streets.
Yeah, they're in my house and running in my yard.
And then you've also got like five dogs. Four dogs?
Well, I have two dogs. We have one from Haven Humane, and then I have my Doberman, and then my wife has a couple of rodents. They're Yorkshire Terriers. They're not big enough to really be considered a dog.
Those are appetizers for your Dobie?
Yeah, they're I call them rodents, but they're very sweet. So yeah, we love animals. We have a lot of them. That's why we have a ranch.
Does your beautiful wife know you call your her dogs rodents?
Yes, yes, she does.
Because I'm gonna send her a copy of the file here.
Yes, no, she knows how I refer to them, but they're very sweet and cuddly, but they don't qualify as a dog. They're not over 5 pounds. They're like a pound and a half. It's a barking guinea pig.
I am working on that visual.
I know. Well, Snooki's 14 pounds.
Well, the way they exercise and they put him on those little rat cages on that wheel and it goes around. Okay.
Well, when we were at that dinner, I always talk about how, you know, Carl refers to his dog as Elk Killer.
Elk Killer.
And, my wife talked to Linda and Linda says something about Snooki and my wife said, I thought his dog was Elk Killer. I said, well, there's different perspectives.
There is. There's a different perspective.
Fluffy little dog called Elk Killer.
That is her dog name.
That's her dog name.
Yeah, yeah. Her human name is Snooki, but the other dogs call her Elk Killer, and they stand aside. In fact, you may watch out that little, you know, barking guinea pig could be known as, you know, as the terror of the terror.
Well, if you know anyone that has Yorkshire Terriers, they think they're Rottweilers. So my wife has a pound and a half Yorkshire Terrier that when it goes after the Doberman backs up, which is quite comical to watch.
Okay.
Because small dogs rule.
Well, I'm glad we got all this out. All right. I'm going to hold the break here for a couple minutes. So we've talked about the hiring. We've talked about what's happening on the River Trail. We've talked about what's going on with the AB 109. And in fact, we need we need more space. In fact, let's finish up our last break and come back. We're talking about a new medium, security facility. Is that going to help?
Oh, yes.
And that's going to be, definitely help. What is that, like 98?
Well, it would create 64 beds at the initial facility, but from what I understand, they're going to move the kitchen and the laundry out. And Captain Bertain, you know, and I are going to sit down next week and he's going to brief me on the entire plan so that I can, you know, get an idea of what they're doing. And the sheriff, I think, has a pretty good plan on, you know, if you move the kitchen and the laundry out of the main jail, out to the medium security facility, then it opened up space in the current jail to possibly create some more beds. So, you know, it's a move in the right direction, but still, you know, 5-6 years down the road, if they get the grant funding and everything else to build it. So we still have, you know, issues that we have to deal with in the interim and, you know, still the biggest complaint that we're getting into the police department is response time. And I'm not thrilled with it. I'm not happy with it. But until we get more staffing, you know, we've done, you know, new shift structures and everything else to try to improve it. But there's just not enough people.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back from the break. Response time, talk about the new police building and how that's going, because we've got a lot of moving cards around here. But when we're going to launch that, because everybody knows we need a new building for the police here. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
Hi, folks. This is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Ladies, grab your girlfriend, slide into your highest heels, pick out your flashiest handbag, and top it off with your favorite hat. On Thursday, October 10th, at Riverview Country Club, One Safe Place will present the 3rd annual Vanity Fair Hats, Heels, and Handbags, a gala honoring overcomers of abuse. Vanity Fair is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Reading Bank of Commerce, Dignity Health, Enjoy Magazine, KCNR, Results Radio, REU, and Barr & Mudford. For tickets, call 530-244-0118 or go to osbshasta.org.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt.
I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire
Well,
Media.
I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
No, I won't.
Carl Lindebot, good morning, my friends. This is our last segment here. Tomorrow we're going to be talking Common Core. Common Core has the head of all the California schools was with us yesterday, Tom Torlakson, nice man. He's sold on Common Core. Whereas a lot of people are not sold on Common Core, and let's talk about that tomorrow. What exactly is Common Core? The impact it has on our children. We're talking computers and logical thinking. Well, I love the idea of logical thinking, but let's find out what Common Core can also do. Maybe on somewhat of a negative sense. That'll be tomorrow morning.
And you know who you are. I got calls yesterday after the show about vehemently against Common Core.
Well, we're going to discuss
it tomorrow. So now you can air it. On the air. Let us know what you think.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition. Not only do they have an in-store deli, they have Redding's largest selection of natural foods. They are the North State's nutrition experts. Joe and his people there also are giving classes on nutrition, healthy living, diet. They're at Orchard Nutrition. And daughter Vicky has started her own gluten-free business, which is taking off like a very fast airplane. We'll be talking more about that too. Give them a call, 244-9141. Let's go to the phones here. Dr. Danuka, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have have comments here for the chief?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Actually, my comment was on your earlier discussion on the fallen heroes, but I must compliment the chief and his forces to keep the city safe and do a very professional job. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
But I just do want to make a comment on a very disturbing news I heard from you this morning that our fallen heroes' families are not being paid by the government. It's shameful. It should be done. But can I ask, is it possible for us, rather than waiting for the government to do something, for us to start a fundraiser for anyone who goes through this unfortunate situation? And I'll be happy to contribute and follow your lead if someone can come up with a fundraiser, please.
Well, there's an organization called Fisher House, and Fisher House helps with those that are wounded, and those families that need a place to stay. And from what I understand, they are providing money for the families to get back to Dover. So I would look that up as Fisher. I believe it's called Fisher House, F-I-S-H-E-R. And that would be the one, Payush, that I would talk to. But what's your, thank you very much for your phone call and your care.
And I think if we can encourage other people in the community also to do that, that'll be great. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you very much. Okay, our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. We got a few minutes left here. The new building and what that's going to look like.
We're rolling along right now. We've got some initial plans completed. They've got planning has their ideas and I have mine and. So far, those are in sync, so that's good. we're hopefully going to break ground here, in the coming months, and we're probably looking optimistically, maybe end of next year. I think, when you start construction in the winter months, hopefully Mother Nature will have more to say with it than we think. And hopefully we have a nice rainy winter because my lake is almost empty and I need to go water skiing next summer. So I'll take a delay in the police facility so I can go water skiing next summer. But, everything is rolling along and positive. The funding's in place to start construction. So I'm very optimistic that we'll get it done within the next year.
Well, good. You know, we need a new police station. We need a new jail, not a new jail, but we need an extension of the jail with more bodies and everything, as we know. We need to, take care of the bad guys and give us an opportunity to, do that. And the way we do that, like you said, is be able to lock them up. We need to be able to have something there.
Well, the incarceration is the steering wheel that keeps them on the road to rehabilitation. And if we don't have it, we're in a car without a steering wheel. So we really need to get that. I really encourage people this weekend to come out and watch the police motorcycle competition. Last count I got was about 35 competitors from other agencies. And I think
Big Bike Weekend. It's going to be a super time.
It's one of my
favorite
events.
I think you'll be really impressed with what these guys can do on a motorcycle going very, very slowly.
Well, you know, and you're going to be leading the memorial ride.
Hopefully, yes.
On Friday, if you can get a bike that works.
You'll get a bike.
We're going to be we're going to be on the Veterans Ride on Saturday. That's at 9 o'clock, same time as the other.
Supporting all the events.
Yeah. And Big Bike Weekend coming up is a big thing for our community. And it's going to be a lot of vendors out there and a lot of fun. Hopefully not a lot of business for you guys.
Hopefully. It usually isn't and hopefully stays that way.
Okay. The last thing is if you're on the river trail until you can catch this guy going twos, if you're a woman,
Use the buddy system. Pepper spray works good. Make sure if you buy it, buy two and practice so you know how it sprays. Get a stream.
Not back in your face?
Yeah, exactly. So be careful.
All right. Chief Rob Pelletti has been our guest. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned around.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Republican-led House is stepping up to the plate for military families who deserve but are being denied death benefits because of the way the government shutdown is being handled. House Speaker John Boehner says there's simply no excuse for it.
We give broad authority to the Department of Defense to pay all kinds of bills, including this. And frankly, I think it's disgraceful that they're withholding these benefits. But again, the House is going to act specifically on this, and I hope the President will sign it.
The Pentagon usually pays out $100,000 to the families of fallen military personnel within several days of a soldier's death. But because of the shutdown, it claims it has no authority to make those payments. With the shutdown now in its second week, President Obama will be meeting with some lawmakers for face-to-face talks.
The president will host House Democrats here at the White House later this afternoon as both parties look to end their deadlock over the